In the caverns of doom, deep beneath the haunted, fog-swept streets of the nation's capital rests the dank, fear-shrouded Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, the evil vampire at the heart of the administration. With his creepy assistant, Rumsfeld, and the living head of Dr. Henry Kissinger, here lies the real power behind George W. Bush. The Average Network now presents Chapter 23 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World.
Master! Master! The liberals and peasants are at the gate.
Rumsfeld, dear boy. Liberals and peasants? Isn't that redundant?
Not the way they're doing it. Streisand and Johnny Depp are out there.
Excellent. Turn on the gas, Donald.
Yes, master.
There, that should calm them down. Oh, the video screens work very nicely.
I have a 5-camera setup installed, sir. Most sitcoms make do with 3. I hid the costs in my travel budget.
You're a good, whatever it is you are, Donald.
Slavering toady? Evil assistant? Bosom buddy?
Were I you, I shouldn't press my luck, Donald. Oh, look! Ms. Streisand is turning a fascinating shade of green.
She makes that shade work, Master.
Well, enough fun for now. George should be here soon. Is everything ready?
Yes, Master. I warned Dr. Kissinger, and I put up fresh cobwebs and scattered some nice fresh dust about the place.
Rumsfeld, you are a treasure. Here, have a kidney.
It's still warm. Thank you, Master. I'll put it here in my pocket for later. Ah, the limo is pulling into the Undertaker's garage upstairs. Michael and Colin Powell. Ashcroft. George. Tom Ridge.
You have refreshments?
Tap water in generic plastic bottles. Room temperature. Expired corn chips from Denmark. Some Korean Warrior K-ration pudding. Real lady fingers. They were having a sale upstairs, Master.
S'long here. Watch out for them coffins. Some of them folks gets right frisky when the sun sets.
What on earth is that?
Head of Joe McCarthy. Stuffed. In a place of honor, by gobs. Ann Coulter comes in once a week to shave it and dust it off.
Gentlemen, I bid you welcome.
Hi, Count Cheney.
A general.
Howdy, Dick.
An interesting place you've got here, Count Cheney.
A simple place, Secretary Powell, with high-speed internet access and gadgets undreamt when I was young.
According to our security documents, that would have been around 1670.
Well, it helps if you don't think on it.
My dad's a general.
We know, you've Mike. Never been down here before, Colin?
Rest assured, Dick, had I been, I'd certainly remember. Who did your day call? Count Dracula?
Well, we spoke, but Vlad's so awfully expensive. Donald did much of it.
Master, we're here.
Oops.
Ouch.
Donald!
Sorry, Doctor.
That's twice, Rumsfeld. Once more and I revoke your Pentagon commissary privileges.
Oh, Doctor.
Now, Rumsfeld.
Hello, everybody.
Why, Henry?
Howdy, Henry.
Dr. Kissinger?
Hi, Mr. Head Person.
We have to map out some strategy. We are entering a period of some difficulty and we need to coordinate as best as we are able. In a few months, the Democrats will begin dividing each other up seriously. If they learn to focus, we are in some trouble in a few states.
Which ones?
The ones where the populations can read and write.
Oh.
Colin, how was Iraq?
Well, aside from the fact that no one likes us, we're losing personnel rather often. We have zero international credibility. My Rolodex was stolen in the Riyadh Hilton. It may not be as bad as parts of Calcutta.
Hey, that's good, huh? No, George, it isn't.
Wolfowitz, Pearl, Donald here have created an untenable situation. We need more troops. We need UN help. We need some Arab allies.
We got Poland. Poland is not an Arab country, George. It's in Europe.
Well, I thought it was twixt Libya and England.
Well, no.
Not really. It's not promising, Colin, I know. I hope you'll recall that Dick and I tried to warn you that Wolfowitz and Pearl are crazy.
Only Wolfowitz and Pearl?
But we were outvoted, Colin. We told you not to let the media in until everything was running smoothly.
But Wolfowitz and Pearl and Condi and Rove outvoted us again.
So we just have to start ignoring Iraq as we did with the WMDs. If we ignore the questions, the press will get bored and go away.
Yes, Afghanicize it, as it were.
Oh, that will be a help, won't it?
We've already talked about Iraq at great length. Next question.
Splendid, George.
Why don't we just ask for international assistance, bring it out into the sun?
Ah!
Sorry, Dick.
Because it's not good form to announce to the world that you're trying to take it over. They get testy. If Wolfowitz hadn't pushed so hard, we might have been prepared and we could control Iraq with militias of our choosing. But Paul screwed up. We have to regain spin control. George's poll numbers are slipping. If the next election isn't close, we might have to do something more drastic than last time.
Henry, you aren't talking about a coup.
I was thinking more about bribery, but a coup might be interesting. Worked in Chile.
My dad's a general.
Was a general, Michael. I'm a secretary now.
I got one of them.
Michael, here is a shiny toy.
Wait, I got me some of them too.
Swell. Ashcroft.
Henry.
Ashcroft, begin investigating the Democratic candidates. Everything. I don't care if they were in diapers. Get everything.
Worst comes to worst, I can arrest them, try them, and hang them out in my new judicial motorhome, by gobs.
Judicial motorhome?
Yes, I'm on the tour. Eyes are drinking some rub of the brush with old Ted Nugent. His band's got ourselves a Winnebago. We come up with the idea. The judicial motorhome, with a shell up front behind the driver, courtroom in the middle, and a gallus at the back. It's right slick. That's my ruling.
Keep it under wraps until we get Patriot 2 passed.
I'm being right careful.
Hey, these corn chips are limp and fuzzy, and they don't taste that good. What are these things?
Michael, I don't know if you should eat those.
Thomas.
Yes, Dr. Kissinger?
Wesley Clark.
Well, Ashcroft and I,
by gobs,
have been trying to find dirt on him. It isn't easy. He's pretty clean.
Near as I can figure, he takes a bath more than once a week.
That would certainly be alien to you, wouldn't it, John?
Henry, there's only two things can keep a man healthy. A layer of dirt to keep germs off, and some rub of the brush for your innards. That's my ruling.
Ashcroft, you're a loony.
We need to stop Wesley Clark. That is a priority.
How are we going to do that? We need our own general, huh?
Mr. President.
My dad's a general.
Oh, neatly done.
Hey, Michael. That was appropriate.
That's something.
Well, I thought we was going to run Colin out on account he ain't loyal. Oh, hi, Colin.
Hello, Mr. President. Look, Henry, Dick, I know you don't trust me. I don't fully subscribe to your imperialistic worldview.
Oh, Colin, it's not imperialistic, really.
We like to think of ourselves as big, friendly, nosy neighbors, like a big Luxembourg.
Henry says we sort of like Millie Helper on Dick Van Dyke.
You didn't really say that, Henry.
Yes, he did.
He only really listens to TV analogies.
Look, he's only half listening now. What's the matter with TV? Bill O'Reilly and Johnny Bravo's on TV.
Yeah, Gilligan's Ivan. Island, George.
Yeah, Island.
Henry, with Wes Clark running, George is in serious jeopardy, you know.
The Democrats are going to start dropping like flies.
Flies? Who needs flies when we can have nice, juicy spiders?
That sounds good. Can I have some, Dad?
Not now, Michael. Colin, we can focus our attacks on Clark, Dean, Kerry, and Lieberman.
What about Gephardt?
America will never elect a man with no eyebrows.
Besides, Gephardt is dull. Lieberman is dull, but Jewish, so there's always the chance he might become interesting.
Masters, the hurricane is coming.
Well, Tom got the White House shipshape.
It's a pretty big place. Oh, and Count Cheney, we've identified about 30 good leak points here in the Batcave, so some of our workers will be around to help you seal the place. Here are some sandbags. Maybe you and Don could get started filling them while we all run to higher ground.
Whip, I'm out of here.
Come on, George. I'm already out the door.
Come, Michael.
Dad, I don't feel well.
I told you not to eat anything.
When am I going to get our cable channel?
I'll call you all again when the storm passes.
Isn't anyone going to stay and help us?
Apparently not.
What are you looking at me for? I'm a living head in a hat box.
Yes, well, oh, Donald!
The Average Network has brought you The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network Crime Scene Investigative Unit. All celebrities were impersonated by the Flacco O'Brien Flamenco Troupe of East McKeesport, Pennsylvania. This is Pablo T. Flies, and this has been a Markdown production. Stay tuned!